My pleasure now to introduce, and it is a pleasure, to you, a man that you're very familiar with. Of course you are, because he's been all over the world. He's been on stages here, there and everywhere, on our screens. He's everywhere. He's all over the place. He is Alfie Bowe. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey,
how
mate.
Are you?
I'm very well, thank
I've
you.
Got to give you a D cheer. Hang on, there we go. The D cheer. Not many people get those. That's You've got to be a certain caliber.
I'm honoured, man. I'm honoured. Thank you.
Well, great to have you with us. And let's chat in a moment or two about the tour and what's happening. But first, can I play a song from your new album? Because the album's called As Time Goes By. We're talking music from the 30s and 40s.
Well, predominantly. Yeah.
Which... I wouldn't say it's a forgotten era, but it's maybe bypassed occasionally and sometimes not given the prominence it deserves.
Sure, yeah, I get that. This is, but we'll chat a little bit more about it, but
okay.
it's interesting to see, interesting time for music.
Indeed it is. Let me play the song Sing, Sing, Sing. Just tell us a little bit of background to this before we play it.
Well, this initially was written by Louis Prima, back in the 30s, and he was a wild Italian.
Didn't he do some of the Jungle Book stuff?
He did some of that,
some of that stuff.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And this was a swinging, rocking track. And then it was sort of made famous, I'd say, by Benny Goodman and Gene Krupa. Gene Krupa added this rocking drum side
drum. He was a wild man, wasn't he?
Incredible. John Bonham's favourite drummer.
Yes.
You know, John Bonham from Led
Indeed,
Zeppelin.
Indeed, yeah.
So it was, I would say, the iconic version. And in their version, Benny Goodman gets to the point in the track where it's going to stop and they're going to call it a day. Gene Krupa carries on. He doesn't stop, man. So I tried to recreate it here.
All right, well, let's talk more about the song and about the album after this. But this is Sing, Sing, Sing. Alfie Bowe with us on D.
Singing with a swing.
that's breathless, isn't it? Breathless. Alfie Bowen, Sing, 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 from the new album As Time Goes By. Alfie, my guest today here on Chester's D106.3. I've got to say, what a vocal, too. I mean, thanks, you know, man. To carry that vocal over all that that's going on in the background, which is just brilliant.
Thank you.
A real challenge for you, I guess, wasn't it?
But it was, man. Expertly done.
Talk to us a little bit about the genre of music, because I know it's a very passionate thing for you, because it was almost the soundtrack of your childhood, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, there is that. I did grow up listening to a lot of this music, you know, with people's interpretations, like Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, those sort of guys. Louis Prima, you know, who wrote that track. We had, you know, listened to that as well as a kid. But, you know, it was the big band era that I was surrounded by. And that sort of led me on to discover the roots of it, which was New Orleans, and that sort of jazzy, bluesy, dirty,
it is
rustic,
kind of dirty,
sort of, yeah. And you can hear it in the playing.
Animalistic,
as well.
Isn't it?
It really is animalistic, yeah. And it was. But that era, you know, spurned some beautiful, beautiful melodies, beautiful arrangements and harmonies, and churned out songs like La Vie en Rose and My Funny Valentine and Ain't Misbehaving and stuff like that. And it does have the romance. Yeah. It has the sentiment, it has that special emotion, but it also has the grit and the fire and the determination. That was what captures the 1930s for this period of time in music.
And you, as a Lancashire lad now, bringing it to the multitudes in your own fashion, in your own way. And you've had a big say in that, haven't you, and how that music will translate in your shows, which will be coming up soon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you really are. I noticed when you were talking about the sessions in LA at Capitol. How good was that to record at Capitol Studios?
You walk in that building, it's like walking into a cathedral. It really is. It's sacred ground.
Yeah.
All the music that's been recorded there is incredible. You can feel it, you can sense it, you can still hear it in the walls. It's vibrant.
And I guess for the musicians around you, I mean, you can direct them, and I think you did at one point. You said that, you know, let's dirty it up a bit, boys.
And they did exactly what I wanted, and they liked that challenge, you know, because they were technically perfect. Technically, they could do anything and really hammer it out. But I wanted it to be looser. I wanted it to be laid back and chilled. And a lot of the ballads on the album have that sort of smoky New Orleans vibe about it, like an old late-at-night jazz club sort of feel.
So is that the same kind of approach you'll take on the live shows, to try and recreate that again?
To a certain extent with the ballads, I think, but there's a lot of up-tempo tracks that I'm finding and that I want to throw in the mix of the tour. Songs that I chose for this album that didn't make it to the album that I think are just vibrant and really strong, but we're going to play them live. And it will be like going back to New Orleans and walking into one of those French sort of cafes down there.
So you shut your eyes and you're there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about the tour and you know, when we can expect to see you on with the show.
Yeah, I'll be at Manchester Bridgewater Hall on the 5th and the 8th of April.
Okay.
So I'll be there with my full-on band, you know, myself, the boys, some awesome brass players from some of them are from New Orleans and some of them from Europe as well, but they are fiery guys.
Yeah. You know,
not the youngest of fellas, but fiery.
Listen, age is just a number, as long as they can still do it. They obviously do, don't they?
They do, man.
So it's brilliant to hear you talking about this. I've got to ask you, there's a great story that you tell about before you were even born. And there you were, your mum was pregnant with you.
Yeah.
Tell the story, because it's brilliant, about Gene
Krupa. It was all about that song, Sing, Sing, Sing. And when you played it, my legs started to go immediately. And that was what happened when my mother was pregnant with me. She was sat there with a drink on her, resting it on her tummy. They were watching a movie, and Gene Krupa was there with Benny Goodman in this movie, and he just fired up with Sing, Sing, Sing on the drums. The minute the drums kicked in, I started to kick, and kicked off this drink that my mum was balancing on it, and I wouldn't stop. So she was like,
"It came out kicking."
Came out kicking, man.
And you've been kicking ever since. You're kicking it now as well. Brilliant.
Thank you.
That's a great story. And what a great connection to a song. When you sing, I guess when you sing that song, you perform that live,
yeah,
that's going to go through your mind, isn't it?
It will be. It will be, definitely, without a doubt.
Oh, fantastic. I know you had a great grounding from your parents.
Yeah.
That's where it all came from, really. We were influenced, aren't we, by what our parents listened to.
Without a doubt. I have to thank them a lot for the education that I had in music. I do come from a large family, you know, big Irish Catholic family, and we spent a lot of time around the dinner table listening to records. Yeah. And the collection at home was pretty eclectic, you know. Mm. So that's why I have such a broad interest in music. And it's I had no choice of what avenue I wanted to go down.
It.
I basically just had to love everything. And that's the way I've grown up, and that's all I know.
Well, listen, it's been a blessing for us. That is all you know, because obviously you're here to entertain us, and you have done in so many ways. I know all the stuff you did with Michael as well, which was so well received, and everybody loved that, didn't they? We had some great successes with Michael Ball.
We had a lot of fun. I mean, we are having a lot of fun because we're not stopping. We're going to continue to, and we've been very grateful to all our fans, everybody that supported us, and I hope that, you know, this is just a continuation of what we're doing. You know, his album, my album. Album, we're still working together.
How did you find the time?
got children to feed.
Well, there you go. I'm sure it'll do well with this album anyway.
Thank you.
The album is called As Time Goes By. Alfie Bo will be touring. We'll bring you the dates as soon as we get all of them, so you can choose when and where you want to go and see him, because it's well worth a shot to go and just hear Alfie backed by some fantastic musicians, you know, some really, really top class musicians, and recreating the sound that was. Could have been lost if people like you didn't keep it going.
It's going to feel authentic, it's going to look authentic, it's going to sound authentic, so you'll be stepping back in time.
You've sold it.
There you go.
Alfie, thanks for dropping into D today. I know you're going to do a session for us in the moment next door in our studio too. Not quite the capital experience you've had, but it'll have to do. Let's play out from Alfie's visit to us today with the title track from the album. It says Time Goes By. Thanks very much for your time today, Alfie. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure, mate.
Thank you.
Must remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers meet, they still say, I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, the fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, the fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time grows by.